So, Julie Mack, talk fast.
Woo, Julie!
So important. Nikki and Julie, you may correct me if I'm wrong, because a quote I've been saying, so tell me if it's right, that 40% of the landfill of consumer waste is food.
That's a good estimate, yeah, 30 to 40%.
32% in the study, yeah. But that included C&D, so it was probably, yeah.
Cool.
Julie is with Elements Mountain Composting.
Yeah, hi everyone. Thanks so much for having me, and I'm great at talking fast, so I'll get through this quickly.
And I want to say one more thing. Is Donna is going to be orchestrating a talk that's going to feature and focus on composting. And
she's
an awesome. Yeah. So make sure your name's on the email.
Cool.
Yeah,
this is just the intro.
Much deeper dive. This is just a quick intro.
Great. So I own Elements Mountain Compost. We're a for-profit business. I'm based down in Salida, but we cover Chaffee County, and basically with a goal of diverting food scraps and food waste from the landfill and turning it into a usable product. Right now I'm primarily working with businesses, so I offer pickup service for local restaurants, the hospitals, schools, etc. For a small monthly fee. Pick it up, take it to a facility right outside of Salida. I have big piles, windrows, if you will. A couple months later, I've got really great soil that I have for sale, both in bagged and bulk quantities. I am looking at expanding services to serve more businesses, but also figure out how to serve residences. Probably not with a curbside pickup, but looking at community drop-off points, both, again, in Salida and in BV. Looking at potentially areas outside of Chaffee County as well for expansion. And, you know, similar to the recycling center, having a place where folks can bring their 5-gallon bucket full of food scraps and drop that off for no charge. Right now, I'm taking pretty much all food products except for meat and dairy. So anything, you know, fruit, veggies, coffee grounds, tea bags, bread, pasta, rice, etc., can all go in there. And I've done some tours for Garna, for Chaffee Green, and always happy to have folks out to the site to see what I'm doing. But
fish.
Yeah, preferably not. You know, small amounts of meat and stuff will break down, but gets a little trickier to manage on a big scale. I do also provide some event services, so I can take compostable, you know, cups, bowls, utensils, that sort of thing, and have done some weddings and things like that. So yeah, looking to kind of grow in all of those aspects, and happy to kind of answer questions and
citrus.
Citrus is fine, yeah.
And you do like pre-consumers, right? You don't want scraps from
the... I'm mainly taking pre-consumer stuff from the businesses, mainly because it's easier for their staff. They don't have to sort through plates. If they were willing to do that and scrape a salad off but throw the burger in the trash, I would take it, but that's a lot of work for their staff. So what I've heard is they just don't want to deal with that.
Julie, are you going to be involved in Ride the Rockies as far as that?
I just got some information.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do like pineapple rinds, all the rinds, cantaloupe.
Anything, avocado pits, like, you know, a lot of stuff that you wouldn't put into maybe your backyard compost bin because it would take 2 or 3 years to break down can go in. And
so like mango and all those kinds of pits.
Yep, totally. The piles are heating up to 140 degrees, so things will break down. If they don't, they just get kind of sifted out and put back into the next batch.
And I'll just give a shout-out to Surf Hotel, who sought out Julie, and they are doing the pre-consumer composting at Surf Hotel, and we're trying to increase that, which we're going to do by having a talk that we will invite grocery and restaurant and people that might be able to use your services commercially. We are also trying to scheme about potentially having one dump site or one collection site for residential. Mm-hmm. And that would be some kind of a fee for service. She charges $30 a month for pickup. Well, if there's 10 of us, we can pitch in. And if you can't do the composting in your backyard for whatever reasons, then we're trying to make that an option.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you know business owners, particularly at restaurants and stuff, it's great to have an in, and really, you know, it typically takes one person that's got that conviction to get a business on board. It was my friend's mom who worked at the hospital who ended up being my first client, right? Because she was excited about composting, and she worked in the kitchen, and she made it happen. So having kind of these local connections to get folks on board is huge.
Great. And the schools?
Schools, I was picking up at Longfellow for a while. My biggest competition on the pickup side is people who have chickens and pigs. and so, you know, at the middle school, they've got somebody that takes most of their food scraps. Yeah, and it's going to a good place. That's fantastic. That's why I'm not, at least at the school.
So that would be the same with the breweries, too.
Right, the breweries, most of their products go to the pig farmers.
Awesome. Thank you for being so brief again.